news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A staggering 16.8 million Americans lost their jobs in just 3 weeks, a measure of how fast the coronavirus has brought down the world's economies. And still more job cuts are expected. The U.S. unemployment rate in April could hit 15%, a number not seen since the end of the Great Depression in the 1930s. Even as 17 million Americans sought unemployment benefits, a large number appear to be falling through the cracks. They can't get through jammed phone systems or finish their applications on overloaded websites. And now there's a whole new category of people seeking help: gig workers, independent contractors, and, hello, self-employed people. Although the $2.2 trillion economic relief package for the first time extended unemployment aid to cover those workers when they lose their jobs or income, most states have yet to update their systems to process those applications. But even more alarming than those terrifying numbers is the idea that the Trump administration is pushing to reopen much of the country as soon as May 1st. In his daily White House propaganda session using commandeered TV time on Thursday, Trump dismissed concerns that a nationwide coronavirus testing system is needed before people are sent back to work.
The administration discussed the possibility of reopening the country when the administration does not have an adequate nationwide testing system for this virus. Don't you need a nationwide testing system for the virus before you reopen the
country? We have a great testing system. We have the best, right now, the best testing system in the world. But there are certain sections, there are certain sections in the country that are in phenomenal shape already. Other sections are coming online. Other sections are going down. And we, in addition to that, are giving out millions of tests. And every day we're doing it exponentially. We're picking up. And what we'll be doing in the very near future is going to certain areas of our country and do massive testing. It's not necessary, but it would be a good thing to have.
Don't you need that, though, Mr. President, to make sure people are safe going back to work? You don't want to send people back to the workplace.
We want to have it, and we're going to see if we have it. Do you need it? No. Is it a nice thing to do? Yes.
And if that's not bad enough, despite the lies Trump has told about the widespread availability of tests for anybody who wants one, he's also pulling federal funding for drive-through testing sites effective Friday. The COVID-19 death toll in the U.S. reached 16,686 people early Friday, with more than 469,000 confirmed cases. The number of new deaths fell to 1,783 on Thursday after two consecutive one-day highs of 1,939 and 1,973 on Tuesday and Wednesday. New York alone now has confirmed more coronavirus cases than any country in the world outside of the U.S. Of the 466,299 total confirmed cases nationwide, about 162,000 of them are in New York, and things are likely going to get worse. Models show the U.S. will probably reach its peak death rate on Sunday. In New York, the epicenter of the outbreak in the United States, the rate of new infections and hospitalizations continued to slow, suggesting the crisis there is plateauing. But health experts and economists warn that a return to normal too soon could result in a resurgence of COVID-19. Senate Democrats on Thursday blocked a Republican bill seeking $250 billion in additional funding for loans to help small businesses weather the coronavirus crisis. Democrats want to double the size of the package to include aid for hospitals, state governments, and people needing food assistance. Democrats also want to give states more funding for mail-in voting efforts, but Trump and congressional Republicans are railing against that idea. Top Democrats want the initiative included in the next coronavirus stimulus package to address the dangers voters face going to the polls in the midst of a pandemic. They want to expand vote by mail and early voting for all states, as well as allow for same-day voter registration across the country. Trump and the Republicans have rejected the idea, claiming that mail-in voting would jeopardize the integrity of elections. The impasse could become a major sticking point as Congress negotiates their fourth big-ticket attempt at propping up the national economy. In the meantime, the Federal Reserve announced a new $2.3 trillion round of loans that include even more support for small businesses and consumers, and for the first time, for states, cities, and municipalities, too. The package includes several new 12-figure lending programs, including $500 billion in loans and $35 billion in credit protection to states, Washington, D.C., and large counties and cities. Former Vice President Joe Biden on Thursday reportedly stepped up efforts to unify Democrats by adopting pieces of Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential platform after Sanders suspended his campaign. Bernie spoke with Chris Hayes on MSNBC Thursday night and explained that Joe Biden's making a little bit of progress moving to the left.
He is now on board in making public colleges and universities tuition free for folks who are under $125,000 a year. He's now on board in canceling student debt for those who have been at public colleges and universities and HBCUs. I would have gone, obviously, a lot further, but that is a movement in the right direction. Not far enough to my mind, but it is a movement, an important movement. Today, he announced that he would support reducing the eligibility age for Medicare from 65 down to 60. Again, a step in the right direction. There are a whole lot of millions and millions of people, 62, 64 years of age, who desperately want to get into Medicare. They will be able to do it. Again, I believe, needless to say, that we should move toward a Medicare for All program for all of our people. And that if there's anything this crisis is now showing us is the weakness of the employer-based healthcare system, because when millions of people are losing their jobs,
right,
they're not only losing their income, they're losing their healthcare as well. But I think what you will see is the vice president beginning to move in a more progressive direction.
All right. Moving in the right direction. We still got a way to go. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. While you're there, please click on that donate button.